Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Over the last number of weeks, we have been taking a look at some of the more difficult words of Jesus, words that might strike a bit of a dissonant chord within us, that make us a bit uncomfortable, but words that we know that are true. We need to listen to because they're directly from the mouth of our Lord. Now, today's words of Jesus that we're going to look at are perhaps appear to be in contrast to some of our other texts because they seem rather harmless. In fact, they seem rather encouraging. So much so that this verse is one of the most popular verses to hear at the time of confirmation. Almost in every class across the country, some child will have, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life," as their confirmation verse. We don't have one today, so I chose it for our text. And like I said, at first glance, the words seem both clear and comforting. But are they? How comforted would you be if your baseball coach said to you, "All you have to do is get a home run every single time you come to the plate, and I'll name you the team's MVP"? How about if your teacher or professor said, "All that you have to do is get 100% on every paper, every test, and every project, and then I'll give you an A"? How would you feel if your boss said to you, "All that you have to do is show up for work on time every day for the rest of your life, no tardies, no sick days, no absences, no wasted time on the computer at work, and then I'll give you a full retirement package"? None of those scenarios are very pleasant, are they? Why not? Because they each are demanding from us the impossible. In each case, the coach or the teacher, the boss, is making their response conditional upon our perfect faithfulness, or our ability to be perfect. But that's an unreasonable request, because even the best baseball player can't hit a home run every time up the bat. In fact, the best baseball player can't hit the ball every time up to bat. And the best students are still going to miss a point here and there. And even the best employees occasionally miss some time at work. Listen again to our text from Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, the words of Jesus: "Be faithful to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life." Great. All that I have to do to get the crown of life is to be faithful every moment of my life. Never doubt, never stray, never any temporary time away. All that I have to do is be perfect in my faith until the day that I die. Not very comforting, is it? Seems almost unfair to ask that of anyone, let alone our three youngsters today. But that's exactly what we're going to be asking them to confess and to pledge as they stand up here before the congregation, before their family and friends. We're going to ask them to pledge their undying faith, their unwavering allegiance to God, to be faithful to Him until the day that they die. And they're going to do it, and they're going to say it, just like we did. And they're going to leave this place, and they're going to go out, and they're going to live their lives. And at some point, they're going to forget all about it. You see, they may forget their pledge as soon as they go off to college. And mom and dad's not there anymore to make sure that they go to church and worship. They may forget about it when their boyfriend or their girlfriend asks them to move in with them. And they know the only way they can do that, the only way they can rationalize it, is to forget what they said up here. They might do it when they get married and they have children. And their lives become so busy that they don't have time to honor God every Sunday or throughout the week, and so they just forget about it. But mark my words, they, like all of us, will at some point in their life fail to be faithful to God. All of which creates a bit of a conundrum for us, doesn't it? Because Jesus said, "Be faithful to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life." You see, if our crown depends upon our faithfulness, then we're all in trouble. But it doesn't. Thank God that it doesn't. You see, our crown of everlasting life does not depend upon our faithfulness, but upon God's faithfulness. I'd like you to listen to the words of Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5. He said, "May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it." You know, we have about as much hope and as much chance of our whole spirit, soul, and body being blameless as we do of being faithful unto death. But notice that Paul states that the one who calls us, namely God, is faithful. And He will do it for us. He will keep us blameless. And He will keep us faithful, because we in our own lives are incapable of this. And so Paul also assures us in 2 Timothy 2, where he states, now here's a trustworthy saying: if we died with Him, we will also live with Him. If we are faithless, He will remain faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. I don't know what the future holds for our confirmands, any more than I know what the future holds for any of you. I do, however, know that their future will be full of challenges, it will be full of troubles, and it will be full of many temptations. And I know as sincerely and as honestly and as fervently today as they commit themselves to be faithful to Jesus for the rest of their lives, as they commit to endure all, even death, rather than give up their faith, I know the reality is that each one of them will at some point fail. Like Abraham, like Moses, like David, like Peter, like Thomas, like each one of us. At some point, they're going to fail at perfect obedience and lifelong faithfulness. And thus, they, like we, need to rely on the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. For you see, He's faithful even when we are not. He's faithful to love us and to forgive us and to guide us and to guard us. For the sake of His Son Jesus, who suffered and died on a cross as a substitute for our sin and for our death, God is faithful to remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. And because Jesus rose from a grave, and because we have been baptized into that death and that resurrection of Jesus, Jesus tells us that He has gone before us to prepare a place for us in His Father's heavenly mansion. And we all know that one day, even after we die, that God will be faithful to His promises and He will raise us on the last day. And then He will give to each of us that promised crown of everlasting life. Confirmands to you, I say today, do your best to honor God. Love Him, serve Him, seek Him, obey Him. Give to Him your time and your talents and your treasures. Continue to worship Him and to pray to Him. Live every day seeking to be faithful to Him. But at the end of the day, and at the end of your life, know in your hearts that your crown of everlasting life does not depend upon your faithfulness, but upon God's. For you see, Jesus was faithful, even to the point of death. And because of that, God will give to each of us the gift, the crown of everlasting life. To God and God alone be the glory. For the sake of Jesus Christ, His Son. Amen.